So the Science Communication Institute has put a lot of time and effort, and Glenn in particular, in convening and organizing for this. How many of you got here for the very first session in the morning? And you've been here the whole day. I'm impressed. I was teaching in the morning, so I could only come in the afternoon. Why? Why did you come spend the whole day here? I know it was raining outside, but... So if you were to say one or two of the reasons that brought you here and made you stay here and stay for the whole day, what would they be? And you can just speak them out.
Information, availability.
Access to more information, availability, more information. What else?
Because research is changing.
Research is changing and I want to stay on top of it.
Interesting conversation.
Different viewpoints that you get here.
I get two questions a week about. Shall I publish in this journal? Is
this a good journal or a cat journal? Should I do that? Go there. Yeah.
Ways to improve.
How do we improve?
I want to be immersed in the current narrative.
Immersion in the current narrative. Stay on top of it. Yeah? Science is not for the public?
No, it's not for the public.
Oh, it's hot? I'm hard. Hard.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to make sure I get the right word. Science is hard for the public. Yeah?
Curation and discoverability.
What do you mean? Curation and discoverability.
The impact of open access for being able to find information if you don't have the publishers and vendors curating it and making it available.
Okay. So these are all reasons why you all chose to come and spend the whole day here. Your precious Friday. Here. In company of each other listening to these fantastic presentations. There was food, there was coffee, there was pizza and ice cream. Did you guys see the ice cream? There was ice cream. What next? What do you see as an interesting result, in addition to the things you carry with you, and the pizza you ate, and the ice cream you ate, and the booklet, and all this, what is a valuable result of this that you would like to carry forward? What kind of things would you like to see after this that would help enhance, emphasize, push forward the result of what has happened during the day? Okay, here I heard a voice here. So you would like
Visual slides to take forward to my, you know, take them upstairs at my work.
Are you saying you would like somebody in particular slides? Or I'm not sure. Oh, King Louis, okay. So you would like one speaker in particular or all slides, access to all the slides, and you can do something with them. Glenn, is that possible?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So access to the slides. What else? I heard a voice for
you. Yeah, I said collaboration.
So collaboration, what do you mean?
People can find out what other people are working on or what their focus is and see if they can collaborate.
And has there been some opportunities for collaboration during the day, or at least for finding out who's doing stuff during the day?
Somebody came up to me, that I'm going to talk to her about what she's doing next.
Okay, so you already did some networking during the day, exchange cards, receive cards, they saw their faces nodding.
It would be helpful to have a list of people.
A list of participants, not just a list of presenters, but a list of participants. Glenn, is that possible?
No.
Okay. So slides, a list of participants to complement contacts that you already made and the card exchange. Yes?
I'd like to see some thematic sorts of things. So some people talk about improving the content of the journal. Some people talk about communicating science to the public. Other people talk about the collaboration of researchers in terms of creating information, making the quality focus in one of those areas rather than a smattering.
So,
yeah.
So for there was a broad area of things that happened during the day, and maybe to move forward, if we could choose one of them, try and hear.
Or take them one at a time.
Or take them one at a time. Okay. Yeah.
Not
not at
ease. So I'm hearing both two contradictory things, and both can be true at the same time.
Yeah.
A bit more concentration and do focus on one thing at a time,
yeah.
But also the value of having the bigger picture and how things affect and touch each other.
Yes. Now that we have the bigger picture, maybe the next step would be to focus in on one or two.
Identify a couple and focus, and then not in the exclusion of others, but one at a time, so you can go deeper into one or another. Does that have something with others? Yeah.
Look, as a non-science person, a strategic person on the board of ASCI, I was struck by two things. The extent of the problems, in a sense, in the process, but also the almost amazing innovations that people are trying to resolve those problems.
So the extent of the problems, but the variety of attempts at solving them.
And so now looking at it a little bit from the ASCI viewpoint, so how do you put this together into making an impact?
Mm-hmm.
Improving even one sliver of that. Otherwise, you're left with the population of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All of it is important,
mm-hmm.
but then what?
Mm-hmm.
So how do we...
So there is a whole variety of attempted solutions. How do we help capitalize on them, and how do we move them forward? Yeah.
So I think all of us that were here today already had basic interest or understanding of the problems at hand and how we're going to attempt to solve them. I'd like to see each of us then bring it back to our respective networks and bring some of what we learned to them so that the next time we can triple or quadruple the numbers.
Excellent. So that's another angle. Not just what do we continue doing here among ourselves, but how do we bring it back to the board of NCI or SCI or to our respective networks? Yeah? Okay. Any other comment on this? Yeah?
No, I'd like to see some focus on accountability. It's been said that the only audience for science journals are the scientists, but the information gets to the public through the news agencies. And so if the news agencies don't get it right, then the scientific community needs to set the record correct. So some improvement in the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Accountability and improvement in the relationship with the public. Yeah? What?
I'm interested in two things, priorities and a reality check. What
do you mean, a reality check?
Well, on the priority side, what are the most important issues, perhaps? Mm-hmm. It's going to be a subjective thing, but mm-hmm. what might make the most impact? And then a reality check, what can we influence from our position as a group, as a network, whatever?
Or can we actually
can we advocate for something? Can we actually mm-hmm. change something? Mm-hmm. What's within our power to do?
Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, what would be a good way of capturing a bit of that now? I asked you guys to come over closer rather than having a room with a conversation with a whole room way back there. How about if we try to write down? Glenn brought me some nice colored papers. Would you like us to do an exercise in trying to name some of those topics that have come up and surfaced, see if we can at least surface them, and then an attempt to prioritizing and identifying who's interested in doing what following it? Would that be something that works? How about if you each grab two or three of these?
Give us an example.
Hmm? So I heard here. Oh. Grab two or three, and we don't have something to write, there's something here. I heard things like accountability, priorities, narrowing down on something more particular, bringing things out to our network.
Information veracity.
Information veracity. Okay, so what I'm trying to do is see, of all these things, what do we retain? Maybe we can start grouping things, because they will give us a map of what kind of things we can do after. So one way of going around this, and I ask you to take more than one piece, because what I'm going to ask you is, if you write on the sheet, not a list of little things for you to read, But one big idea that you would like to carry forward after this day, and that's why I asked you to take more than one sheet, because you might have more than one big idea. And write it in nice big letters, because these papers have the fantastic feature of sticking. So we can stick them up here. Nice big letters. Write one or two or three, in one or two or three different pieces of paper, of the big ideas that you carry with you of this day. So you say, you give me an example, I'm giving you back the example of things that you guys have mentioned. There's a variety of topics. I want to focus in on something. I want to have a sense of priority. I want to know what we will do, go and carry back in our networks. And I don't want to paraphrase them back too much, because then I would be implying that those are the ones that are important and that those are just the ones I remember. I'm seeing you struggling still.
That's okay. She always struggles.
Oh. Hold on to it for a second. So if you have more than one, you have more than one piece of paper. That's fine.
When you say we, who do you mean? In terms of actually doing something.
Well, in terms of actually doing something, the only ones that we can affirm are going to do something are the ones here. We could also say who we would like to invite to do something else. Maybe that's a different act. Because the next thing I'm going to ask once we have our kind of a map is, what would you like to do? Where do you see yourself playing a role in this? Do you see yourself, or just invite me because I like the pizza? But I'm sure you have other things to do than hanging out a full day just for the pizza at the end of the day. So let's see what kind of things I can pick up here. Follow through on outreach and communication. You see why I was asking you to write big letters?
I can see it.
Good. And dissemination? Dissemination of what?
Dissemination of what we learned today, strategy.
Of what we learned today, okay. So remember that this means of what we learned today, not of... Speakers needed to talk to our scientists about the state of science journals, present and future. And I see faces nodding, but institutions need more statisticians working at the level of experimental design. More statisticians needed.
Worldwide.
Worldwide. Okay. Improve impact assessment. Improve impact assessment. Enhance credibility of science with the public, and meet with my journal editors and relate info from this conference. Kind of going back to our network that you're talking about. And collaboration with library to incorporate issues raised into information literacy education. Collaboration with library to incorporate issues raised into information literacy education. And if you use the pen, it's less likely that you can read it from a distance. Am I right? Can you see the ones written with a pen? Not really, yeah? So, in a moment, I'll ask you here. Who else has more? More ideas? So if you have a nice big text marker to share or to use, you can retrace things written with a pen. Work on better journal access for those unaffiliated with large institutions. Better journal access for those unaffiliated with large institutions. Include outreach and tenure requirements. Institutional support for open access. Provide communications training to scientists. Thank you. So you can create the scientists. Cultural change in academia to shift tenure requirements. Thank you. Further explore ipubsci.web concept. Is it feasible? Do you know what that means? Good. Okay. It goes what? Ah, it goes with the unaffiliated. Where was it?
I've lost it.
Okay. So you see what is happening? She started saying, oh, that goes with this. What? Respect the public and the media. So here, at this point, you thought that was closed when I brought you from way back there? Come closer so we can work with this, because I won't be able to do this alone. So if y'all come and stand around here, we can even get rid of these chairs, and then come read what is in these cards as they're coming up, because you're starting to see, oh, this goes with that. But if you stay sitting back there, you won't be able to help the grouping. Learn rhetoric of science. And you put here, train public to participate in the large networking projects discussed. And you added, finding common language between scientists and public. So there's things that start to emerge that you might see as a cluster, as a pattern, as things that kind of go nicely with each other. So we can start grouping them, because none of us individually would be able to do this. And doing it collectively makes it take a different shape than what we would do on our own. So let me, now that I persuaded you to come up, provide communication training to scientists, learn rhetoric of science, finding common language between scientists and public, speakers needed to talk for our scientists about the state of science, journals, present and future. Meet with my journal editors and relate info from this conference. Institutional support from open access. Collaboration with libraries to incorporate issues rise in the top and raise into information literacy education. That's what has ended up in this board, but there's nothing grouping them other than the fact that I put them there. Follow through on outreach and communication, dissemination, include outreach and tenure requirements, improve impact assessment, enhance credibility of science with the public, train public to participate in large networking projects discussed, respect the public and the media. And finally, cultural change in academia to shift tenure requirements. Institutions need more statisticians working at the level of experimental design. methodology development for analyzing and evaluation of information veracity in the public domain. Work on better journal access for those unaffiliated with large institutions. And that one was already stuck together with further explore ipubsci.web concept. Is it feasible? So I saw you stick something over here. What happened there? Tell us.
Oh, just tenure changing in paradigms of the scientific community.
So tenure came with tenure here, and institutional support for open access came over with these. Did you see others that you wanted to move, or hear about others that you wanted to move? What?
Let's put the rest of it.
Educate fellow scientists on the importance of science communication. Over with provide communication training to scientists. And improve impact assessment with. Oh, there, you see it, they move. This is the nice thing of this sticky thing. Finding common language together with enhanced credibility of science with the public and with trained public to participate? Or no? Was that what?
I'm not sure.
So let me make sure it has enough space there, we're not sure. Laboratories fund instead of subscription journals? Libraries or laboratories? Libraries? What could libraries fund instead of subscription journals? What will change cultural institutional attitudes to our communication and science? Question mark. Over here? Stephen Friend and Devin West and Stewart Lyman. equals plus equals five times nine. Mathematical formula over here. Will more self-archiving of pre-pressed paper solve the access problem? Self-archiving of pre-pressed paper solve the access problem? With what?
I said put that over with the credibility.
And the credibility is over where? On here?
Yeah. I don't know why. I just,
okay.
Other people.
Efficiency. One single word. Efficiency.
Throw it out.
Efficiency versus elimination. Track impact for more research products. Over here, I see a hand pointing. Community best practices. Go to the efficiency. And bridge gaps. Common language over here. Network.
Community best practice.
Community best practice is a network. And how do we educate the public about science? We can tell them to read science news, but how can they trust what they read if they don't know how to read about science and tell it to be critical? Okay. There's another one. Digital natives expect more, but they aren't in a leadership position yet. Just wait. Digital natives, the people who grew up with technology. We are digital immigrants.
Okay.
So you said around here. Okay, so when you say around here, what is happening over here? Because there might be some that ended up there that don't belong there. What kind of things do not belong over here? Track impact for more research products, cultural change in academia to shift tenure requirements, include outreach and tenure requirements. What will change cultural, institutional attitudes to communication and science? Institutional support for open access. Digital natives expect more, but they aren't in a leadership position yet. Institutions need more statisticians working at the level of experimental design. Methodology development for analyzing and evaluation of information veracity in the public domain.
So that's like restructuring the norms of science.
Okay. So these are kind of norms thing?
But there are two impacts. Track impact for more research products and improve impact assessment. Those go together.
Yeah, okay. So all of these together are, you say, norms and paradigms? Okay, could somebody write a nice big one that says something like norms and paradigms? Oh, good idea. So this is norms and paradigms things? Kind of stuff. How about Stephen, Frank, Jeff, and West, and Stewart Lyman equals pub sci? Yeah? And further explore iPub sci web concept feasible and work on better journal access to those unaffiliated with large institutions.
About access. Well,
so those are with access, and so where is access?
So is this.
We don't actually have a location for open access.
Oh, yes, we do, look. So access is over here?
No, I think that's cultural. That's norms and paradigms.
Support for open access.
Right, so the institutional support is the norms and paradigms.
That's the bridger.
Everything in the universe is related. It's okay. Everything is related. We can stay here till midnight if you want to fine tuning it. But we can stay here. Yeah? Now, how about the stuff that is here?
I actually think that this one.
Trained public comes over here with the norms and paradigms?
I think it should go just with the digital natives.
Excellent. Now, what kind of stuff do we have here? Efficiency, community best practices, dissemination, network, follow-through, bridge gaps. Is there anything that doesn't belong, like the
Sesame
Street?
Ways to communicate.
It's what?
Ways to communicate.
Now, is there anything here that is not that? Respect the public. How do we educate the public? Will more self-archiving and pre-press papers solve the access problem?
Access.
That's an access problem over here? Okay.
As probably should the, what should libraries spend their extra money on?
This one. Access as well? Okay.
All the rest stays there more or less okay with ways to communicate?
Well, some of those refer to the right.
Which one?
The scientists.
This one?
Yeah.
Provide communication training to scientists.
Yeah.
Over here or over here? Here?
Yeah, there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're the boss, I don't know. Speakers needed to talk to our scientists about the state of science journals, present and future.
Education. Ways to communicate.
Ways to communicate with speakers. Meet with my journal editors and relate info from this conference.
Access.
Okay. Collaboration with library to incorporate issues raised into information literacy education. Over here as well?
With the one you
just okay. Educate fellow scientists on the importance of science communication.
Ways to communicate.
Ways to communicate. Learn rhetoric of science. Ways to communicate. An empty board. Look at that. So we have stuff related to access.
Yep.
Stuff related to Northern paradigms. And stuff related to ways to communicate. Does this give us a sense of breaking the big picture into smaller chunks?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Can I add one more?
Oh, and another one. Improve communication capacity of research institutions.
Wait,
he found it over there. Ways to communicate?
I would say norms and paradigms.
Norms and paradigms?
Yes.
No? Okay. Good. Any other piece of paper lying around under the chairs or anything? No? Okay. So.
We got one more.
Oh, one more. Quality communication, over here?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now this gives us, you had asked for, I want some subsets of things because we were taking on too big of a topic. So this breaks it down into three types of things. But we had also said part of what was really good of the day was to see everything, how it's strung together. Everything is related. So this gives us an idea of three types of things that we could work more on. Yeah?
Yeah.
And there's some detail that I won't reread the whole thing right now, but there's some detail under the norms and paradigms that refers to this kind of stuff, and some detail on the ways to communicate that refers to a bunch of things, and stuff to, about access. Yeah? Now, if there was just one opportunity for you to say, I will go have pizza at that place, are you more interested, more attracted, and more does your heart resonate more with going to the place where the people who will have pizza and talk about access, or the pizza where people will talk about ways to communicate, or the pizza where people will be talking about Northern paradigms?
Oh, wow.
So, if you have just one vote, where would you go stand? Why don't we come like? Yeah.
Can we just? Finally, that's like where we want to be, or like where we pragmatically think will be useful.
Okay, good distinction. Let's. Glenn wanted a sense of priority.
Okay, priority.
Which one gathers more people around it will give us a notion of priority, and then we will do the where will I want to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let me change the question then. Not the which one is the best pizza, but which one do you think is the most important topic for the Science Communication Institute to tackle on? Most important. You have one vote. Which one does it get? Is it the access stuff, the norms and paradigm stuff, or the ways to communicate? So let me see just a very quick and dirty show of hands. How many of you vote for the norms and paradigms? One, two, three, four, five, six. Six.
Oh, I have a question.
Hold on.
To do this?
Huh?
I can't make up my mind. So what would that involve?
I don't know. I don't know, but it'll be, this is something that you consider is, you have one vote. How about the ways to communicate? How many of you have ways to communicate? One, two, three, four, five. And how about access issues? Where your vote goes to access issues? One, two, there. We have a sense of priorities for inside. Yeah? Now that we know that that is what we think inside should focus on, where do you want to go eat your pizza? Now, where do you want to do something on it? And to, here it's not a vote, but it's a name. So write your name over here. If this is something that you'd like to stay connected to, write your name in a way that it's going to be legible and traceable back to the program, so don't use a nickname that is not there. So write your name on the board. Thank you for making space. On the board that has a topic that you would like to be involved with. Even if it is not the most important one. But it,
you can put your name more than one, right?
You can put your name in more than one, yes. In this case, you have more than one vote.
More than one vote.
You can have more than one vote. It's the one that you say, if you're talking about this, call me. I want to be part of that. I have the cat here. Oh, dead? Throw it out.
Okay.
Life is too short to have bad markers. Ah, missed.
Oh, that's fine.
So, if we have a list of topics with some detail, if we have a sense of priority, and if we have a cast of characters of who to invite to that pizza, what else do we need?
Pizza.
Pizza. You want some leftover pizza? Take some. And there's cookies, and there's muffins, and there's things that Glenn said, please take some. What else do we need tonight before leaving?
Well,
to go and wrap the day in grand...
This should be in the proceedings, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, it'll all make it in the proceedings. If you want, even a picture of the...
Yeah.
We need money to pay for it.
We need proposals to have.
For this pizza or for the future one?
For the future pizza.
Well, let's...
In the metaphor, honey, we need some resources to...
How about money?
You're lovely. I need help.
Can I document the board so we all can...
Okay. How about that? There's another board here talking about money, resources.
Put my name on that board.
Wait, you're giving those out?
Development.
No, need it. Need
it. Help raise it.
Need.
Help raise it? Oh, no.
Have you got it?
You're going to sign up for that.
No, I don't. Need.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was fun. I have an idea.
Ah!
Oh. Hi,
God.
So there's need money for stuff. Who wants to be part of helping find money for
like
it?
Grant writing.
No,
no, I meant, just.
Well, but you have people.
Yeah, we have people.
The analogy of going to get pizza.
Well, okay.
Didn't you learn to watch your analogies? That was one of my takeaways.
So when the analogy breaks, don't use it anymore. So we have three topics. We have a priority. We have a number of details. And we have people interested in it. Can we go home and call it a day? Or are we missing something else to wrap up this great day?
The next steps of how we actually...
Glenn, what's going to happen with this?
I'd like some ideas. I mean, my hopes coming out of this is that we would have some energy to continue. We don't just want to have a workshop where we talk about all these issues and then go home and go, well, that was interesting. Let's get back to business as usual.
So what kind of things can happen after this?
I think it'd be great to have something like this instead of just for us, kind of open it to the public, like drag them in here somehow, to tell them, like, I don't want to say like a dumbed down version of what we're talking about, but maybe like a more...
Can you write that little burger?
Not so much like open to the public, but like really like dragging them in here, like being like, you really need to know this. You really need to know about what's going on.
So science cafe.
Points.
Voters. People that see all this crazy stuff in the news and need to make decisions. Are you going to form opinions instead of having opinions formed for them and fed to them?
So how do we get
that's a different thing than like.
How do we call that people?
Focus group.
A focus group?
I mean, you can't have X number, so you have to find some way of.
Yeah. So how do we call that constituency? It's not the public at school.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, it could be different groups. I mean, it could be the general public, or it could be people that are, you know, scientists that are publishing. Or, as someone commented on earlier, it could be, you know, doctors in private practice or dentists or something that wants, you know,
uh-huh.
access to
What about the idea of a challenge, like Stephen Friend's organization?
Yeah, we need some science, good incentives for that.
Communication challenge.
I heard you say that. Hold on. I heard you say something like decision makers who don't have to invite decision makers who need to make decisions more important. So, and another. So, I'm just trying to capture the idea of another event in the future with whom? Well, with other specialists, open to the public, or with decision makers or other influencers.
And what do you feel about having a conference like this in a different region? So go to the East Coast or Southern California or something.
Or even just to be communicating with institutions to make a one day or even half a day workshop a requirement for their incoming freshmen, or like even every year to incorporate it into the sort of educational infrastructure, because these shifts in norms and paradigms and like improvement of access is going to happen as this, you know, as the scientific community develops and younger people are exposed to like these issues and educated towards their, you know, not necessarily resolution, but movement towards resolution.
So is that a different kind of event?
Yeah, so less events as
in sort of
stimulating communication with existing institutions and maybe providing a set program or providing an infrastructure for
designing curriculum of some
sort. Right,
exactly.
Or perhaps some sort of curriculum to
and may have different parties at different points on the, you know, spectrum for all your different boards.
I put fewer words, but I hope it captures a bit. Stimulate communication with institutions for educational outreach.
Yeah, I like that idea, like for students, like for college students or, you know, students in trades or something like that. I also like the idea, you know, if you bring it to like a corporate luncheon, you know, like at TriTouch or, you know, Amgen or somewhere, you know, and we might have barriers at places, you know, in private industry because of that whole, you know, 10 to 15 years later they publish, you know, what they found because, you know, they don't really want to.
We've got professional associations or business associations.
Right, exactly.
Or, you know, kinds of people that you could do.
So different formats of events, a conference, a focus group, a luncheon, a workshop.
What about like a class sort of setting just for scientists who are interested in learning improv or learning public speaking or those sorts of things to exercise those muscles and then help it translate to?
And in fact, there are a couple around the country that are all on the Center for Communicating Science, for example. That's
A training class on specific things for specialists or for public or for decision makers or for
scientists. I was saying for the scientists, for people in the industry.
Are these possible target audiences for these events, conference or focus group or luncheon or workshop or crazy course, for scientists or specialists or public or decision makers here or in other region? And things that will stimulate communication with institutions for educational outreach. And then there's the scientific challenge thing that you mentioned.
Well, it came to what Stephen Kern was talking about.
Yeah. Is it does this capture a psi challenge?
Sure.
Do we know what that means?
Psi communication challenge or
psi-com challenge.
What about the idea of just building a larger network of institutions around the same, whatever?
The scientists told me to come, and then I have to go back and tell them about this. Mm-hmm. So this is the kind of thing, I mean, we have like hundreds of scientists at the Applied Business Lab, and I have to go back there now, and I have to tell them all about what I learned here. So this is what we need. We need people to come out and, you know, get to these scientists.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's
where
it gets to the
norms and paradigms. But I couldn't hear after build a network.
Right.
That involves all this.
What about doing building smaller working groups that focus on each of these priority areas? Because each of the areas is pretty big, and if you could break it down further to attack the problem.
So our three big areas could constitute a working group, and guess what? We have some pre-screened participants for our working group. People who signed up here, would you be agreeable to be part of a working group on that to continue the conversation?
Right.
Yeah.
Glenn noted the face is nodding.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So, face is nodding, saying names here can be the start of a working group on access issues, on ways to communicate issues, and on norms and paradigms issues. And we need to name those well, but we don't spend any time naming them. We have the data there. Okay? So they all said they want to be part of an initial task force working group for the talk.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
No.
I don't know how deep the roots of this is. How important is it to say that your institution is in terms of actually having these cultural institutions as well?
Yeah. And so finding partnerships, building partnerships with
so maybe our immediate goal as participants is to go to our respective institutions. So we find the person who's in charge of dealing with the shit at the institution and connecting them.
Mm-hmm. Or better yet, if there isn't one.
I don't need to do research.
So maybe, yeah.
And in fact, at the UCSD, there's a grad student who's putting together a science conference. They're reaching out to all science education research units at their level throughout the country. And we're trying to do the same for the
So that part of the building next year, go out and see who else is doing that and how to bring them in, how to inform them?
Yeah, because this process has to be effective too. Just like we spoke today, for how much people stuff, this shouldn't be a duplication either.
Yeah, it's not just about the network and the knowledge, but there's duplication of efforts. There's multiple groups that are trying to teach scientists how to communicate better. There's multiple groups that are trying to improve open access issue, but none of them are speaking with each other, or working with each other, and if we build a network that works.
But if we have a guild of more than 50 people, we're going to have
that's true.
So we need to be strong.
Okay. Well, they're cleaning up the room, so they're going to clean us up. So thank you all. I think this is really valuable information to close up the day. Thank you, Glenn, for having this day.